Exodus chapter 12. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month will be to you the beginning of months. It will be the first month of the year to you. Speak unto all the congregation of Israel, and say, In the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the family is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbour next to his house take it according to the number of the people. Every man according to his need to eat will make your count for the lamb. The lamb will be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats." Now, this Passover lamb represented Jesus. And it was to be taken out from the sheep or the goats. So, it was one of the goats or one of the sheep taken out from them. It was one of them. Just like Jesus had our nature, but he didn't sin, because this lamb was to be without any blemish, with nothing wrong with it. "And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of Israel will kill it in the evening, and they will take of the blood and paint it on the two side posts and on the upper doorpost of the houses in which they shall eat it. They must eat the flesh in that night, roasted with fire, with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Don't eat it raw, nor boiled in water, but roasted with fire, the head along with the legs and everything that goes with it. You shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. Whatever remains of it until the morning, you must burn with fire. And you shall eat it like this, with your loins girded and your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and eat it quickly. It is the Lord's Passover." So we're told that we should gird up the loins of our minds, Peter says, and that we should always be ready for Jesus to come back. Now, Jesus and the New Testament use these words and apply them to us. So just as they had to be ready for the angel to come and save them and take them out of Egypt at any moment, that is how we should be. It's like it's Passover night and we're waiting for Jesus to come back. "Because I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will kill all the firstborn in Egypt, both man and animal, and I will judge against all the gods of Egypt. And the blood will be to you for a sign upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you." Now, the idea is that the angel would hover over them so that the other angel, the destroyer that was going around killing all the firstborn, would not go into that house because the Passover angel was hovering over them. "And this day will be to you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast forever. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you must put the yeast or the leaven out of your houses. And whoever eats bread or food with yeast or leaven in it, from the first day to the seventh day, that person should be cut off from Israel." So, Paul says, let us keep the feast, not with the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So then the yeast, that little stuff that causes the flour to rise up and turn into something so much bigger, is what he calls hatred and wickedness. These are the things that we've got to search our lives for and get rid of them. "In the first day, there will be a holy meeting, and on the seventh day, there will be a holy meeting. No kind of work shall be done." So what he's saying is, you've got to remember that you were saved not by your works, but by God's work. "And you must keep this feast of unleavened bread, for on this day I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, you shall eat the unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. 7 days, no yeast must be found in your houses." Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, "So bring out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel," that's the the bit over the top of the door and the two side posts of the door with the blood. Now, there was hyssop at the time when Jesus was crucified. They offered him something to drink on a hyssop, and there was blood, of course, everywhere. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. So that's us huddled all together in the house, waiting for Jesus to come, even if we live all our lives waiting for him to come. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the doorposts and upon the lintel, the bit at the top of the door, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer, that was the destroying angel, to come in unto your houses to smite you. And when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, as he promised, you shall keep this service. And when your children will ask you what this means, that you will say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and saved our houses. And the people bowed their head and worshipped. And it happened that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt. There was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, get up and get out from among my people, you and the Israelites, and go serve the Lord as you have said. And take your flocks and your herds, be gone, and bless me too. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people to get them out of the land, because they said, we're all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs bound up in their clothes on their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. And they had borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and gold and clothing. And the Lord gave the people favor in the eyes of the Egyptians, so that they lent to them whatever they needed, and they spoiled the Egyptians. And so the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children. And a mixed multitude also went up with them. That means some of the Egyptians also realized that this is the true God, and they left. So they came with very much cattle, and they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they'd brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were cast out of Egypt and couldn't stay there. Now, the children of Israel lived in Egypt 430 years, and at the end of the 430 years, even the very same day, it happened that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat of it. But every man's servant that is bought for money, when you've circumcised him, then shall he eat it. In one house shall it be eaten. You shall not carry it from one house to another, nor shall you break a bone of it. And of course that was fulfilled when Jesus died on the cross and not a bone of him was broken. And when the soldiers came to kill, well, they thought to just finish off the people, the criminals who were on the cross, and to break their legs, they saw that Jesus was so obviously dead that they didn't break his legs. So, thus did all the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. So you see then how really these things all look forward to Jesus. And we really are Israel on Passover night, and that is how we've got to live, so that we will be ready to leave as soon as Jesus comes.